Ja sam sretan, što ti vidim.
Sretan sam što vas vidim.
Hare Krishna. I was so many times here in Serbia, very, very many, many, many years I was here. At one time I was a most wanted person by the Chetniks. We had when there were the turbulent times, we had a tour called A Song for Peace. Yes, and I would say things like, when you make peace to yourself with yourself, you're no longer in conflict, then you have peace with everyone else. It was a spiritual message, but it was misunderstood to be a political message. But even before, I came many, many times at Serbia, Bosnia, Croatia, Paradisia, Makedonija.
I pored Srbije sam puto u ostalim delovima, kako kažem, stare Jugoslavije, i u Hrvatskoj, Makedoniji, Bosni, svuda sam u regionu, to dosta.
And I developed language skills, which I have forgotten. I could almost speak everything in Serbian language. I could understand everything, but speak something.
Sam razvio i te govorne, kako kažem, vaše lokalne reči. Znao sam da pričam skoro srpski. Sve sam razumeo, ali sam govorio, znači, pola.
For our kirtans, we sometimes had 7,000 to 10,000 guests an evening.
Da, za našim programima i koncertima koje smo pravili dolazilo je 5 do 10.000 ljudi.
Yes, and people really became inspired to take up this path about which I want to speak today, the path of kirtan.
Ljudi su jako bili zainteresovani da prihvate ovaj put koji ću danas isto pričati, a to je put kirtan.
Why is singing these names so powerful?
Postavlja se pitanje, zašto je pevanje ovih imena tako moćno?
The Yoga Sutras of Patanjali give an answer to this.
Yoga Sutra Patanjali daju odgovor na
this. They say that these sound vibrations of which we sing during kirtans, these mantras, are spiritually charged.
Oni kažu da te mantre koje pevamo za vreme kirtana su duhovno upunomoćene, napunjene.
And they give an example.
I daju primer.
When you take ordinary iron and you put it into fire, the iron becomes first a little warm, then hot, and then red, glowing hot.
I dao je primjer gvožđa koje kad se stavi blizu vatre, prvo postane toplo, pa se baš dobro zacrveni i postane kasnije jako užareno.
This doesn't happen to paper, it doesn't happen to sand, but it happens to iron.
Se ne može desiti papiru ili pesku, ali se dešava gvožđu.
The iron has the facility to become fireized or like fire.
Samo, znači, gvožđe specifično posjeduje tu osobinu da može da bude zapaljivo kad se ugreje dobro. Znači, ono može da bude kao vatra.
Yeah. So in the same way, special sound vibrations have the ability to become charged with the presence of God.
Isto tako duhovna vibracija isto tako može da bude, znači, napunjena prisustvom Boga.
And when we learn to chant this, when we learn to stay in the fire of kirtan, so to say.
Kad naučimo da ostanemo u vatri kirtana,
then we become first spiritually a little in good temperature.
Postanemo prvo što se primeti da osoba postane malo dobro, kako kažem, u dobroj temperaturi, onako raspoložena.
And then we become spiritually glowing. That's why monks like this color. May I ask you, are you spiritually cold? Are you maybe, do you have a good temperature? Or are you spiritually glowing? Radha Namini, this is a good question. What is your temperature at the moment? Yes. Hopefully in a spiritual sense and not in a material sense. So this is a good question we have to ask ourselves. What is your spiritual temperature? Is it healthy? Can it be raised a little bit? Yes. Or is it maybe too hot for your capability? In other words, do you do something in your spiritual life which you are not suited to do?
Da li radite zapravo u duhovnom životu nešto što vam možda ne prija?
This was my first point. Why are mantras powerful?
To je prva bila danas poenta, zašto su mantre tako moćne?
They are charged up with the divine presence of God.
Jer su napunjene uzvišenom božanskom energijom.
Just like iron can be charged up, we can also be charged up by chanting these mantras.
Isto kako gvožđe može da bude zagrejano, tako i mi možemo biti zagrejani bevajući ove mantre.
I would now like to speak about something else. Your relationship to the mantra.
Sada druga poenta koju želim da pričam s vama je kakav je vaš odnos sa mantrom.
I think many of us have some experience of chanting mantras. Welcome.
Pretpostavljam da većina od vas imate neko iskustvo sa pevanjem mantri.
We have sung the Hare Krishna mantra.
Pevali smo Hare Krishna Maha mantru često.
Many of us have chanted Om. But what is your relationship with your mantra? Let me tell you a very deep personal, let me say, realization which I made. The mantra is my best friend. This understanding I gained when I understood that the truth is not an it, but a someone.
Tu realizaciju sam primio kada sam shvatio da ta mantra nije nešto, već neko.
He is not just some impersonal energy, but a person unlimitedly more powerful than we are.
Tad sam shvatio da ta substance, kako da je nazove, nije nešto bezlično, što ne možemo definisati, nego zapravo osoba.
And I can develop a relationship, a personal relationship.
I da mogu sa tom osobom imati odnos, ličan odnos.
So that the mantra is with me in good times and in bad times, always.
I tako onda je mantra postala uvek samom, bila uvek sa mnom i u dobrim i u lošim vremenima.
That he makes arrangements for me, like a person who gets me a visa to India.
Pravila mi aranžmane sve koje su mi trebale, putovale sa mnom.
That the mantra helps me to come on the stage of exit because he has good connections.
Tada sam primetio da mi čak pomagala da dobijem čak i prolaz na exit festival. Da mantra ima dobre, kako se kaže,
kontakte. Velika kontakte. Yes. In other words, to understand that the mantra is not an it, not a method, not a technique, but he is Krishna.
Tada sam razumio da mantra nije nešto, ni metoda, ni neka tehnika, već Bog Krishna.
That has made a world of difference.
To stvara veoma veliku razliku.
With that, I can make a relationship with him.
Mogu da imam odnos čak sa njim.
He can respond to me.
On odgovara meni.
He can enlighten me in my darkened heart.
Čak mi prosvetljuje moje tamno srce.
He can give me guidance
usmerenja.
And lead me from ignorance to truth.
Čak me uzdiše iz neznanja ka istini.
The mantra can bring me from non-being to being.
Čak me dovodi iz stanja nepostojanja u postojanje.
And at the time of death, when I chant the mantra, I see the beautiful form of the Lord before me.
I jednog dana, vreme napuštanja ovog tela, videću njegov pravi oblik.
But like all relationships, this relationship, which is a divine relationship, must be cultivated.
Kako svaki odnos koji postoji čak i u ovom svetu, i ovaj odnos mora biti kultivisan.
I have a band, it is called the Gaur Krishna Bhajan Band. It is called after Gaur Krishna.
Da, ja posjedim band i putujem sa njim, a zove se Gaur Krishna po mom, kako kažem, asistentu Gaur Krishna.
Yeah, and we are invited for great kirtan festivals. The last one was in America when we chanted for how many days? 4 days. We chanted for 4 days with 2,000 osobas.
Zadnji put smo bili na tako jednom velikom festivalu u Americi gde smo 4 dana pevali kirtan isto sa zajedno sa koliko 2000 ljudi.
Four long days.
4 cela dana.
We slept also. But otherwise non-stop.
Ali može se reći skoro non-stop.
Then I was in an interview and I was asked, what was your experience? I said, I felt I made a long walk with a friend. Do you maybe have some relationships which have become a little dusty?
Posjedujete neke odnose s nekima koji su malo, da kažemo, prašnjavi postavljeni?
Yeah. Old relationships to good people.
Sa dobrim osobama u vašem životu.
But somehow you have not seen them for 50,000 years. You had no time to invest in these relationships. And like things which stand too long in a room, they have become dusty, these relationships. What do you do then? You go to your mobile telephone and say, hey, I'm in town.
Tada treba uraditi, uzeti svoj telefon i nazvati osobu, u gradu sam.
Can we talk?
Možemo da se čujemo.
And then your friend might say, wow.
I prijatelj će naravno biti oduševljen. Wow.
I was thinking of you.
Baš sam se setio.
Thank you for phoning.
Hvala što si mi se javio.
Yes, I think we need to make a long walk.
I ja mislim da bi trebali da prošetamo jednu dugačku šetnju, da nadoknadimo.
And talk.
I da se ispričamo.
Do you know what I'm talking about? This is what I feel when I go into a long practice of chanting.
To je ono što se dešava i kada idem u dugu praksu mantranja.
It is like making a long walk and a long talk.
Kao posle dugačke šetnje s nekim i posle dugačkog razgovora s nekim.
And at the end, the relationship is so good that we could rob a bank.
I odnos posle toliko, kako se kaže, prisan da možemo smrti dopiti skoro zajedno banku.
That's how we express things in Germany. It doesn't mean to... It means we can do something very difficult together because we rely on each other. I want to encourage you also to make a very, very tight relationship with the mantra.
Na to želim ohrabriti da napravite jako blisku, jako blizu odnos, blizak odnos sa mantrom.
Then you can do very difficult things very easily.
Evo tada možete čak i teške stvari činiti jako lako.
I believe if we learn to chant really nicely, we will make a revolution in our lives and the revolutions of the life of people around us.
Ja jako duboko verujem da ako pravilno mantramo, da možemo napraviti revoluciju nama samima, a isto tako i preneti na druge ljude.
I want to explain what I mean.
Želim da objasnim ovo što sam rekao.
By chanting regularly the mantra, our consciousness becomes free from envy and anger and greed and all these weak, low energy feelings.
Šta se dešava kada lepo mantramo, mi se oslobađamo zapravo tih loših osobina koje su ono zavist, ljutnja, bes.
By chanting regularly, we become charged with things like enthusiasm.
I redovnim pevanjem mi postajemo ispunjeni entuzijazmom.
Spiritual strength.
Duhovnom snagom.
Knowledge.
Znanjem.
And bliss.
I sa blaženstvom.
We become happy.
Budemo sretni.
I remember once John Lennon, John Lennon is a musician, dead now, he was asked when he went to school, what do you want to become in your life?
John Lennona su pitali ranije u školi, šta to želiš postati u životu?
He took a piece of paper and he wrote down just one word, happy.
Samo jedan papir i napisao na jednu reč.
I want to become happy in my life. And he gave that back to the teachers.
Taj papirić s tom reči je vratio.
And the teachers said, John, you didn't understand the assignment.
Pa, kad je učitelj video, kao, mislim, John, da ne razumeš šta je bio zadatak.
And John said, I think you didn't understand life.
Ja mislim zapravo ti nisi razumela možda život.
I think it is very important to discover our inborn, inherent spiritual happiness.
A ja mislim da je jako bitno da razotkrijemo i otkrijemo zapravo naš duboko nasljedstvo, to je sreća.
The soul is eternally full of this spiritual happiness, knowledge, and love.
Zapravo duša uvek i sadrži se od te večnog znanja, blaženstva i večnosti.
And the more people realize this, the more we have happy people and not angry people.
Što više ljudi to razume, biće što sve više i više sretnih ljudi, sve manje oni koji nisu sretni.
And the more people which are on the planet, who are content, the less we have wars, economic wars, individual wars, national wars, and even maybe football wars.
Što više bude ljudi takih ispunjenih u životu, manje će imati ratova međusobno politički, čak i ovi fudbalerski što se
I have a revolutionary thing for you.
Imam jednu revolucionarnu informaciju za sve vas.
Society and the well-being of society starts with the individual, not so much with political arrangements.
Revolucija i rešenje zapravo počinje sa individuom, a ne sa kažem većinom.
It's just like with the health of the body.
Isto kao sa zdravim telom.
It starts in the cell.
Počinje u ćeliji.
Do you know how you can create health in the body?
Znate kako biti zdrav u telu?
By creating health in the cells.
Tako što nahranite ćelije zdravljem.
And do you know how to do that?
Znate kako to uspeti?
Don't eat any sugar.
Nemojte jesti šećer.
No sugar.
Ne, šećer.
That is the industrial poison.
To je industrijski otrov.
Which creates so much imbalance in the body, in the cell. After eating one spoon of sugar in your cappuccino, your body is in biochemical chaos for 6 to 8 hours. Yes. Too much acid.
Previše kiselina.
Yeah. So, at the moment, our consciousness is in chaos.
Trenutno naša svest je u haos.
Our society is in chaos.
I naše društvo isto.
By chanting mantras, we can create that individual well-being, which can spread all around into society.
Pevanje mantri možemo napraviti to zdravlje lično, a i u društvu.
I want to now make a little experiment
sad
with you.
Sad mali eksperiment ću napraviti.
I would like you to sit properly.
Želim da sedete ispravljeni.
You can make either this mudra with your hands or this. When it goes, the finger goes to the root of the thumb. These mudras create certain energy patterns in the body. Now I would like you to look a little around in the room. I will soon ask you to close your eyes, so it's good if you know where you are sitting. And when you are ready, please close your eyes.
Kad budete spremni, polako zatvorite vaše oči.
Sit straight.
Sedite ispravljenih leđa.
And slowly relax your body.
I polako pustite vaše telo.
Become aware of your feet and your legs. And relax. Let go. Focus your mind on the where you sit, your bottom. And relax your muscles. Your upper body up to the shoulders.
I na vaš torzo sve do ramena.
Relax.
Njih opustite.
Both of the arms and the hands. Relax.
I obe ruke i vaše šake opustite.
Your head and your facial muscles. Relax. Now we are ready. Bring your attention to your breath. and connect your mind with your inhale and exhale. When you inhale, know that you are inhaling. When you exhale, know that you are exhaling. You can count your inhale. One, when you exhale, two, when you inhale again, three, up to 10. Whenever your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. The counting will help you. We will now chant a mantra, the sacred syllable Om.
Sada ćemo izgovoriti mantru, sveti slog Om.
All our attention will focus on the sound of the Om.
Sva naša pažnja ćemo usmeriti na taj zvuk svetog Om.
I will one time chant alone. And then we will all chant together. Everybody. Deep inhale. You might get a hint. There's much more to the syllable Om than just, it's much more than just a word.
On može dati samo jedan mali uvid i u slogu Om postoji jako još puno toga da se realizuje.
In the Sanskrit scriptures it says that the whole creation emanated from the Om like a tree which emanates from the seed.
I u sanskritskim spisima se može pročitati da je cijela kreacija zapravo iznikla iz sloga Om, kao što veliko drvo iz jednog semena.
I have asked you to focus while you chant the sacred Om.
Tražio sam vas da se skoncentrišete na slog Om dok smo
izgovarali. We will go now one step further with a different mantra.
Sad ćemo napraviti još jedan korak dalje sa drugačijom.
We will try to more receive the mantra.
Sad ćemo pokušati više da je primimo ovu sljedeću mantru.
Almost like the sail of in a boat receives the wind and then moves forward. In the same way we will receive this mantra and move forward. This mantra is called is Ram.
Ova mantra je zapravo reč Ram.
Ram Nityanandakari. It connects this dimension with the spiritual dimension.
Ona povezuje ovu realnost sa duhovnom realnošću.
Yeah. Almost like you have fires, yagyik fires or sacrificial fires in India, and you chant mantras and give oblations into the fire, and that is an offering which connects the world, the material world, to the world of the spirit.
Isto tako kada se rade te ceremonije, kada se vatra zapali i sveštenici prinose, kako se kaže, gi u vatru, ta sama ceremonija povezuje nas isto sa božanskim.
So Ram connects us here on this world with the spiritual world. Again, I request you to sit with your mudras. I will chant one time alone and then we will chant all together. A little simpler for you. Don't focus. Receive. It might help you if you bring your awareness to the back of your head and just imagine the mantra to be a force which moves you on, almost like a wind which moves the boat forward.
Pozadinu vaše glave i da zamislite kao da vetar vas gura od nazad.
Yes, bura, yes. One more time alone and then all together, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Of course, there is often one obstacle when we chant mantras. It's called the mind. The mind has many, many functions. I heard it has like 50,000 thoughts a day. In 1 hour, I hear many numbers, but a lot, yes.
Kažu čak, ovako naučno, 50,000, pa do ne znam koliko misli dnevno, ili ima različite kalkulacije.
Or maybe not pronounced thoughts, but certain moods also.
Ne samo konkretne misli, nego i raspoloženja koja stvara.
I feel hot.
Toplo mi je.
I feel bored. I feel discontent. And the problem is not that the mind does this. The problem is that we identify with this. And this creates a false reality. It tells our own personal story. It creates our own personal story. With only one enthusiastic, there's only one enthusiastic person for this story. That's you. You have only one fan. one fan of the sad story of the mind. Everyone else couldn't care less. We must stop to worship our mind as if he is our self. We are spirit living in this body. We give life to this body. When we leave the body becomes lifeless. Who is that you? Who remains when everything that is not you is gone?
Ko je taj koji ostane kada napusti sve to što nismo?
So for mantra chanting, it is important to either get out of the mind, or if that is too difficult for us, to allow the mantra to work on us so that we can get out of it.
Postoje dve stvari koje možemo učiniti. Jedna je ili da uspemo da se odvojimo od uma, ili da pustimo mantru da utiče na nas.
That's why in the beginning a mantra chanter will focus his mind on the mantra.
Zato da početnik u pevanju se prvo koncentriše na zvuk.
But if he makes more advancement, he allows himself to receive the mantra and let the mantra work on him. It's a difference.
A što postaje iskusniji, on tada dopušta da mantra preuzima ceo proces i tada se stvara zapravo velika promjena.
What does this mean?
Šta to zapravo znači?
During the time when you chant,
za vreme dok pevate,
you exit your personal story.
Treba da napustite vašu ličnu tu priču.
Yes. You're just there.
Samo ste tu.
Like you are.
Takvi kakvi jeste.
You say, let my life, I park it on the parking place.
Život i sve s njim parkiram na jedno određeno mesto.
That parking place is called the past.
To parking mesto zove zapravo prošlost.
What I did, it's now the past.
Ono što sam nekad radio, sada leži u prošlosti.
Now is only the mantra.
Sada treba u trenutku neka bude samo mantra.
My past, I can go back to the parking place anytime.
Mogu vratiti na to parking mesto u svoju prošlost.
But now I am in the now.
A sada želim da budem u ovom trenutku.
Yeah. Only here. What is here now? The mantra is here.
Šta je sada samo prisutno? Mantra ne bude prisutno.
And that will change your life completely.
Ja, to će promijeniti potpunosti vaš život.
Most people don't do this.
Većina ljudi to ne uspeva.
And that's why they chant a mantra and then they notice, oops, I don't change.
Zato će posle nekog vremena primetiti, ja pevam ovu mantru, a ništa se ne dešava sa mnom.
Why don't they change?
Zašto se ne menja?
Because they always live in the past and dream of the future.
Zato što uvek živim ili u prošlosti ili sanjam budućnost.
Exit your past.
Znači, izađimo iz prošlosti.
Exit your thoughts.
I te misli koje imamo.
Exit the story which has only one fan.
Zapustimo tu priču koja ima samo jednu fana.
Yeah, fana.
Obožavate.
Yeah. Obožavate, yes. Yeah. And enter into the now which is free from this story.
I uđimo u današnjicu koja je slobodna te priče.
And then the mantra which you chant in such a consciousness moves you very far.
Tada mantra koja se peva u tom stanju svesnosti vas nosi veoma daleko.
You become a self-realized soul.
Postanete samo spoznata osoba, duša.
I'm just studying the life of Bilva Mangala Thakur.
Trenutno izučavam život Bilva Mangala Thakura.
He was wild.
On je bio divlji.
He was a scholar.
I učenjak.
But privately he was so much interested to stay every day with the prostitute Chintamani.
Privatno, iako je bio učenjak, privatno je jako volao da ide kod jedne prostitutke Chintamani.
They were wild.
I bili su ludi, ludovali su.
One day, the day came where his father died.
Jedno, sad došli na mesto gde je njegov otac umro.
He said to the priest who was in charge of the cremation, hasten, hasten.
Čak za vreme te procesije kremacije požurimo sveštenika, ubrzaj malo.
Because he was so rich and so educated, the priest said, did fast.
Da, pošto je bio bogat i onako dosta učen, priznat, on je stvarno požurio da obavi ceremoniju što pre.
Then Bilva Mangala left the place.
Na Bilva Mangala kad se to završio je otišao.
He needed to see Chintamani.
Želeo je zapravo sve vreme da vidi Chintamani.
But it was monsoon time.
Ali bio je monsunsko period.
There was no boat to cross the river.
Nije postao ni jedan brod koji može da pređe reku.
The river was raging.
A reka je divljala.
But Bilva Mangala, so Bilva Mangala swam.
Ja, on je čak i kroz nju plivo tako.
He was so passionate.
To ko je bio strastven.
When he became tired,
čak umorio,
he grabbed on to what he thought was a log of wood.
Kad se umorio u momentu plivanja, uhvatio nešto što je pomislio prvo da je neka klada drve, neko drvo.
And he crossed with the help of this.
I uz pomoć tog navodnog drveta preplivao na drugu stranu.
When he finally came out of the river, he thought this was not a log of wood, it was a corpse, a dead body.
Kad je izašao napolje i došao na obalu, kad je vidio čime se to služio, vidio u stvari je bio leš mrtvog tela.
But he did not stop.
Ali nije stao.
He was divly.
Bio je baš divlji.
He, Chintamani had waited for him, but because he came late and it was raining so hard, he thought most probably he will not be able to make it this evening.
Ona ga čekala, ali pošto napolje toliko padala kiša, bio je kasnio, mislila večeras neće verovatno stići.
So she closed the gate.
Zaključala je kapiju.
When Bilva Mangala arrived in the house, he banged at the gate, let me in, but Chintamani couldn't hear.
On kad je stigao na dvorište, lupkao tu ta vrata i pusti me, stigao sam.
Ooh, a storm was raging.
Ali je uja baš bila jaka.
Yeah.
Sve jača.
So he began to climb the wall.
Tad je nimao drugo nego se počeo se penje preko zida.
And finally he took support of what he thought was a vine. A vine means you know these kuzavica, yes.
A dok se penje u zid, uzeo je kao od puzavice tu kao kako se kaže da,
kao lijano, yes. When he finally arrived on top of the wall, he saw that the liana was not a liana, it was a snake.
Kad se popeo skroz na vrh zida, kad je vidio šta drži, vidio je u stvari nije liana nego zmija.
So he fell down the wall and landed in the courtyard before the
šoku, pao sa zida i pao na drugu stranu u dvorište.
Chintamani heard the noise.
Chintamani čula taj tresak.
And she came down with a light.
Došla sa nekim svetlom.
And he saw, she saw there was her lover, Bilva Mangala, smeared with blood and unconscious.
Kad je došla s tim svetlom, videla je svog ljubavnika, Bilva Mangalu, svog u krvi, unesvešćena.
She quickly brought him into the house.
I brzo ga odnelo.
And she nursed him.
I pružila mu onako, kako se kaže,
And she sang about the pastimes of Krishna to him.
Čak mu je pevala o zabavama Krishna pesme.
When he came back to life, she asked, well, what happened to you?
Kad je došao k sebi, pitao je šta se desilo. And he
described how he had left the ceremony of his father, how he had crossed the river with a dead body, how he had scaled the wall on the snake tail.
I onda je pripričao kako je jedva preplivao reku sa tim mrtvim telom, kako je se popeo na zid uz pomoć zmije i kako pao.
Chintamani looked at him.
Gledala.
Shame on you, she said.
Sram da te bude.
You're so educated.
Tako si učen.
But you are risking your life to enjoy this bag of blood and organs and bones.
I čak si svoj život, kako kažem, žrtvovao da bi stigao da uživaš u odnosu sa vrećom puno krvi i unutrašnjih organa.
And shame on me.
Sram da je mene.
I sell my so-called love and take the wealth and the mind of unfortunate men.
A ekstrem da mene da bude isto što sam što se prodajem takoj osobi.
Tomorrow I will start my spiritual life.
Sutra ću da počnem duhovni život.
And he said, I will join you.
Ja ću se pridružiti onom rekao.
They sang the whole night.
I pevali su celo veče.
She took one of these, it was an instrument like this, a veena, and he took a mridanga. It's true.
Ona je uzela ovaj instrument ovako kao vino žičani, a on se joj se pridružio na mridangi, bubne.
And they sang together.
I pevali su zajedno.
Like the person on the street.
Kao što se čuje,
Orthodox. Beautiful, beautiful. So then he in the morning paid his obeisances and went back home, went to Vrindavan Dham.
Sljedećeg jutra je on odao njoj poštovanje i krenuo na put do Vrindavana.
I hope that all of us, like Chintamani and Bilva Mangala, will get a wake up call.
Ja bih volao da svi mi kao Chintamani i Bilva Mangal se probudimo.
I hope that all of us can start our spiritual journey.
I da počnemo i da krenemo putem duhovnosti.
And the mantra, the divine or kirtan will help you.
A kirtan će nam tu putu pomoći.
See, to meditate you need to have a mind which is a little peaceful.
Da bismo meditirali, kad meditiramo, potreban nam je um koji je miran.
When you sit in kirtan and you do not type messages into your WhatsApp, then you become peaceful.
Kad sedite u kirtanu i ne odgovarate možda na WhatsApp neke poruke, bit ćete i vi mirni.
There was one person.
Yeah.
If you exit, in other words, your story, and you can concentrate on the mantra, then the mantra can bring you to an exalted state of consciousness. I hope we all don't need such a wake-up call like as Bilva Mangala. I hope we don't need. We will now chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then I thought we will answer some questions. Answer some questions.
Yeah.
For this chanting session, I recommend two techniques. First, focus on the mantra. And then, let go of the focus and receive the mantra.
Kasnije da pustimo čak i taj fokus i da primimo mantru.
Sometimes do this, sometimes do that.
Ponekad radite prvi deo, ponekad ovaj drugi praktikujemo.
Do you all know the Maha Mantra?
Znate kako idu slogovi Maha Mantre svi? Sad će doći.
Yes? Yes?
I am first time, so...
Follow, yes. Good, yes. So nice to see you. Again, do the same thing. I think you have to be a little louder because we have no mic of ears. We will go first with the Ram Mantra and then we will go to the Hare Krishna Mantra.
Ram.
very good, very good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Na Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. One more time, please, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And just take a deep, deep breath inside. Chaitanya Murari, Murari Chaitanya. Try to breathe in the good atmosphere. Or just bring it inside the heart. And then one more time, let us all chant together. Last time. Maybe last time. Everyone, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Thank you very much for singing so nicely this evening. I would like to share something with you on my personal journey with the Mahamantra. I was only maybe 13, 14 years old when I saw some monks. It was snowing, it was in Hamburg, chanting the Mahamantra. They looked to me like people from a different planet. And I was both afraid and curious. My mother saw my interest and said, well, we can't wait here indefinitely. We came here to buy birthday presents for your older brother. Let's go up to the in the department store and get something for him. My mother had taken me along in order to help her choose what toy my older brother would properly appreciate. So I was necessary for the purchase. But as I was up in the with my mother choosing the presents, I thought of the monks and I said, Mother, I need to go downstairs. And she permitted me and I went and I stood there while she was purchasing and listened to the monks chanting. It was so cold. There was so much snow. And they were dancing back and forth like this. And I was curious and afraid at the same time. When they made a little pause, I took all my courage and asked the leading monk, can you write the mantra down or the words down what you are singing? He was very surprised. Do you have a pen? He asked. And I somehow found something and was... No, I remember I went to another person who looked like a professor. I got a pen and paper from him and wrote down the mantra. Oh, he wrote it down for me. And the first time I chanted it, I must admit to you, was when I was deadly afraid. I was alone in our house on that evening and I had looked a forbidden TV program. It was called Frankenstein. Yeah, my father was at a conference with my mother. So I had a double key to the TV. So when I came, when the program was over, you know, I imagined Frankenstein to hide in the toilet. And when I came by the toilet, I imagined him to come out of the sleeping room of my older brother, who was also not there. I saw 1,000 Frankensteins getting me and killing me. So when I finally, you know, half dead, made it back to my own sleeping room, I took the slit of paper out, I went under the blanket, took a torchlight, and I chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna all night.
Došao, sakrio se ispod ćebeta u svojoj sobi, našao sam taj papirić i sa lampom sam pevao Maha Mantru kao što sam pevao i večeras.
And it worked. Frankenstein didn't kill me.
I pa je, Frankenstein je nije ubio.
So that's how I started to chant.
Tako sam zapravo ja počeo pevao.
Then I understood, well, this is not just, this is serious, this is not just children's play. I became a monk, and I lived for 15 years a little bit, you know, thoughtlessly. I was young, I was foolish, and I was angry.
Tako sam živao narednih 15 godina, malo, kako on kaže, budalasti, bio sam malo ljut tim godinama, mlad još.
I wanted to just make a revolution in society, not more.
Da napravim revoluciju u društvu, znate.
And I had not understood that this only will work if I change my own consciousness. So after 15 years I had a crisis. I had not really changed my heart. I was still more or less like I was when I came. And I went to a very, very to a person who is like really a saintly person. What should I go? What should I do to make a deep experience? And he told me to learn how to chant kirtan properly. I studied the tradition and found out in the palm leaf libraries there were many things which you need to know if you want to control your mind and chant.
Postoje dosta puno savjeta, čak zapisane palminom lišću, kako uspjeti kontrolisati um.
And I went every year for 1 month to India and chanted just from morning till evening under in some holy places.
Tada sam počeo da praktikujem, da jednom godišnje odem u Indiju, ostanem tamo mjesec dana i od jutra do večeri pevam.
Yes, I went there alone. I wanted to exit my own little story. And just focus on the practice. And then a little later, I was invited to be part of big concerts of the Hare Krishna mantra. In Russia, I saw 33,000 people chanting in the Olympijska Holski.
Tako je bio jedan veliki koncert u Rusiji gdje 33,000 ljudi bilo na koncertu.
And miracles happened.
Čuda su se dešavala.
The people, I remember one scene, they all climbed on each other. They became a mountain of people. And this mountain was coming towards the stage like a tsunami wave. This was really unusual.
Yes.
And then more and more I started to see things happening in my own practice and also in these concerts. And I decided to go deeper into the chanting. I have written one, my last book is almost coming, it's coming out any day or any week. It's called The Living Name.
Uskoro će izaći moja još jedna nova knjiga, uskoro jako, koja se zove Živo ime.
And in that book I try to show from the tradition and from the experiences of saintly persons, how the name can become alive and become non-different from the personality who is named by it.
I tu sam koristio i pisao kako tradicija govori, isto tako iz iskustava, kako iskusiti da se ime čije se peva ne razlikuje od njega samog.
Yes. So that's a little bit my own journey with the holy name. I hope this is only just the beginning. I know it is unlimitedly deep. And I think I've just put my toe into the ocean just a little bit. The palace, yeah. Palace, yes, the palace. Moi palats, sa ocean, yes. Good. So I will end here. Let me see if you have any questions, just brief questions. You have wonderful voices. Amazing. You should make a CD. The Beograd Mantra Singers.
Grupa Beogradskih mantrača. Chanting you're mentioning and talking is preferred only to Hindu mantras or other religious processes that religions can also chant somehow?
Yeah, the idea of mantras you can find in all traditions. I know the Orthodox Church has this Jesum Christum Kyrie Eleison. Jesum Christum Kyrie Eleison. Yeah.
Da, primećuješ u pravoslavnoj crkvi da imaš ono
Buddhists will always chant Om, Om, Mani Padme Om. Padme means the lotus flower.
Padme znači.
And they hope that the heart, which is compared to the lotus flower, will open. And I think in all traditions you find a constant repetition of sacred words. It's considered to be the easiest and most effective method to gather the thoughts and bring them to the Supreme. Now the different religious cultures, they are different. But the essence is the same. And when you become a little deeper, you are no longer interested in the different cultures, but in the one spiritual essence.
I understand and thank you very much for
the
explanation.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Toito. Yes. Molim.
Kada se vozi drugi u pravenje mantru,
se ne ilazi na, da kažem, te prepreke, u stvari te duhovne mase koje nas sprečavaju da spoznamo Krišnu. I kako ih prevazići, ako sam trebaš.
Kako prevazići?
Da.
She liked it very much today. She was for her first experience in chanting, and she is asking when you are going deep. She supposed there are some obstacles, and when you chant alone, how to overcome them?
Yes. It is not always so easy. You know, when you want to dig for the clear, crystal clear water and make a well, there are a lot of obstacles.
Želiš da iskopaš bunar koji mora da se duboko uđe do čiste vode, veruj, postoji vjerojatno jako puno nivova koji mora da se...
Stones.
Znači dođe nivo...
And still you have no water, you need to go deeper, then some water comes, but it's so muddy, then you need to go deeper, finally crystal clear water comes. So yes, as you go deeper, you will face your shadows. The things which you want to hide from the world and even hide from yourself. But the shadows which are still there, you will meet them. They will come to you. And you need to go deeper if you want to get the water. Now, because it's easier when you have the encouragement of many. It's usually advised to look for the association of spiritually minded people.
Every Friday here at the
Where I live, it's in North Germany. There are many migrating geese, wild geese.
Tamo gdje ja živim u severnoj Njemačkoj, dolazi jako puno divljih gusaka.
They come from Norway or Sweden, and when it's winter time, they go to Africa for better climate. Yes.
Da, te žive zime iz Norveške, iz Švedske, kod toplim krajevi.
And I've always noticed when they go up, you know, they have a landing place where we are. Sometimes they land in our garden and they leave a few piles. Yes. So when they finally decide, let's go to Africa. They go up. They go into formation, and then they encourage each other. Walk, 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 and then they go. You. So when we go to a different place, we need others to encourage us. Yeah. Toy to.
Ja sam htio da pitam jedno pitanje o globalnom zagrevanju. Kad si hrastar približne sanjasi, oni se odmah zagreju. Čim se sanjasi odmah, oni se vrati u taj svoj život, se slaži i da trafi. A sad nije mudro da sanjasi bude dostupan i da će globalno zagrevanje, da se bi hrastar pre da se zagreju i da napredu.
Making comparison with this heating is people in Grihastha Ashram. Mm-hmm. It's very easy when some sannyasis here like you now and you inspire and everything is heated. Mm-hmm. But when sannyasi, he said like this, leaves, then it becomes again color. So is it better that someone is always here and inspiring us? Just a thought.
Thank you. Thank you very much. While it is true, or it is true that in good association we become more spiritually inspired, ultimately we have to also gather the strengths on our own.
Istina je to što baš spominješ, da se to što se dešava, da kad je tu sanjasi stvarno dobijamo tu ohrabrenje i osjećamo tu snagu, a nekako trebamo naučiti da skupljamo tu snagu i sami.
Let us look again at the migrating geese.
Ajde opet da se osvrnemo na tu priču tim putujućim
uskama. Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, gave this example.
On je često dao ovaj primjer.
Yes, they fly together and they encourage each other.
Ne lete zajedno i u isto vrijeme ohrabruju jedno drugo.
But at the same time, they have to learn to fly on their own.
A u isto vrijeme same moraju naučiti kako da lete.
The front goose and the back goose can't fly for the middle goose.
Ona prednja guska i zadnja guska ne mogu leteti umjesto te srednje.
So, yes, we should look for good association, but then we should learn how to fly on our own.
Jeste, princip jeste dobar, treba naći lepo društvo da se ohrabrimo i onda kasnije naučiti leteti sam.
There is one great examen in life to which we move every day, we come a step further to this examination in life. We may not know it or we may know it, but it does make the difference. Every minute actually we come closer to that examination.
To je taj neki, da kažemo, ispit koji nas čeka i iz momenta u moment sve smo bliže, svjesni mi ili ne, taj ispit dolazi.
One test.
Jedan test.
For everyone.
Za svakoga.
And we need to be prepared for that.
I mi trebamo biti svak ponosom.
It's our own death.
A to je naša vlastita smrt.
Our physical death.
Naša fizička smrt.
It will come to each one in this room, even the mosquitoes.
Doći će svakome ponosob u ovoj sobi, čak i komarcima.
Even the happily married couple.
Čak i sretno oženjenom paru.
Even the young little boy who
čak i deci, dečako malo,
who never thinks of death. But he may die earlier than the grandfather. He may die earlier than his grandfather. And it is said, at the moment of death, there is a test for all of us. How much is our own heart full of love for the Lord?
Koliko ljubavi posjedujem u srcu za Boga.
No one can do this for you.
Niko to ne može mjesto tebe ispuniti.
No one can eat for you.
Niko ne može da ruku
no,
mjesto tebe.
No one can sleep for you.
Niko ne može mjesto tebe da spava za tebe.
No one can think for you.
Niko ne može da razmišlja za tebe.
No one can die for you.
Niko ne može da umre za tebe.
You have to do it yourself.
Morat ćeš to radiš sam.
And you have to be prepared. So yes, as we can, association is really helpful.
Kad god nam je omogućeno, dobro je primiti dobro društvo.
And I recommend to you, if you can't have that enlivening association at the place where you live, travel.
Imam jedan savjet praktičan, ako ne možeš tu gdje živiš da imaš to društvo, onda putuj malo, ulazi.
Make a pilgrimage in the association of saintly people, that what was empty becomes full.
Yes.
But don't forget also to fly, to learn to fly on your own.
Sami,
yeah, Sami.
Yeah. Small question, okay?
Yes.
Do you think like Aindra taught us that like Kirtan in this age of Kali Yuga is like our, I mean, not to say, but like a golden ticket. Like if we practice Kirtan full heart, that's like because in Kali Yuga you can't do much, yes? Because everything is like it is. So he thought that with Kirtan we can like trespass all that and maybe like have some kind of, like you said, like heat our spiritual.
Yes,
self,
yes, like. Correct, yes. Yes,
previše upitala je, Aindra Prabhu je bio savjetovao kao da Kirtan isto potencirao uvek, isto što je sad bila isto lekcija u tome. Da je Kirtan kao neki prečica za sve, tako skratim. Da li se slažem, Maharasti?
Yes, the holy scriptures, the ancient scriptures, wisdom scriptures, tell this to us.
Stare drevne spisi nam to isto savjetuju.
They say in Kali Yuga, everything is spiritually not so vibrant.
Jednostavno u ovom dobu Kali Yuga nije baš da sve duhovno vibrira.
It's a faulty atmosphere.
Malo je onako lažna atmosfera.
Therefore, spiritual processes like meditation, like sacrifices, yoga, they have limited benefits.
Kaže, pošto tako teška atmosfera, da yoga, meditacija, neka vrsta žrtvovanja su jako teško da nam, kažem...
Because generally the mind is so disturbed of people in this age. But there's one good thing, that when there is kirtan, the sound vibration pacifies the restless mind.
Kirtanu je ta specifičnost da sam kirtan umiruje konstantno.
We can feel this, the atmosphere after kirtan is like this.
Čujemo da posle kirtana imamo to iskustvo da onako izdahnemo.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, everyone can see. So therefore, yes, it's good to do. Fine. I thank all of you very much. All the best for you, Sve Najbolje, sa everyone.
Sve.
One little invitation I have. We will now start, it has started already today, our summer camp in Fruška, what is it, Gora?
Danas. Danas je počeo kamp na Letenici na Fruškoj gori.
We have one day reserved for kirtan.
A jedan dan je baš rezervisan za kirtan od svih tih dana.
I do not know which day. Thursday, you know, Thursday, good. Yes.
Četvrtak ste pozvani na to, biće kirtan 6 sati.
Yes, that you...
Pa mislim 6, da sad vidjet ćemo.
Yeah. 6 hours.
Yes.
If you can make time, please come.
Ako možete naći malo vremena taj dan doći, bilo bi super.
It would be my great pleasure and Gaur Krishna's great pleasure to see you.
Jako bi nam bilo drago meni, Gaur Krishna, da dođete na kirtan.
And those who are not needing to sleep in the night, we have one program in the exit. One kirtan program in the exit festival. But in the midst of the night, maybe you feel tired.
Yeah.
You can also come.
Wednesday is Rata
Yatra. Oh, and the best. Please listen very attentively. We have a kirtan festival in the midst of Novi Sad. Wow! When do we start?
It's
6 o'clock.
6 sati, znači u centru grada, tu Modenu, Zmajovinoj, biće
velika. Yeah, we dance in the street.
Pevaćemo po ulici, plesaćemo po ulici Novog Sada.
Yeah, and also traditional Indian dance.
Biće tu i tradicionalni indijski ples,
It's really a street festival in Novi Sad.
Da, pravi ulični festival u Novom Sadu.
And it's very interesting to see the contrast.
Kako te festivali gleda naspram grada.
Yeah, extremely interesting.
Zanimljivo vidjeti to je tu razliku.
Fascinating. Our Igor, great cameraman, has made a movie about this. Govindahari, no, for the people I'm saying. Yeah, Govindahari. Govindahari, now Govindahari.
Govindahari je poznati kamerman i voditelj i on je napravio mali film, prezentaciju tog festivala. Ima na YouTube, kut je Pera Teatra Novi Sad.
Vikir. No, I'm asking. Don't ask loudly. Yeah?
Tako da sreda vam je Rata Jastra, četvrtak je taj kirtan dan na Letenci. To su stvarno super dva dana ovaj. Da se vratim tu. 80 km. Sigurno će biti
4 o'clock maybe, no?
Tako oko 4-5 poslopodne u Lava. Marija. Kaže da neće moći kombi, ali ko je zainteresovan može da se sklopi u popodne.
Par kola
da se ode tamo, najlakše kolima.
Okay. So, dobro jutro and laku noć.
Svima laku noć, dobro jutro sutra.
Ja, hvala.
Sećam s vami, hej!